Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome to the Drift Radio Show. Joining me in studio, it's the Ed Bondarenka.
Just in the nick of time, too.
Just in the nick of time.
I want to say thank you to all those motorists who got out of my way. I appreciate it. Any officers who looked the other way, God bless you, sirs.
Yeah, I saw a couple of police on the road today, too. So.
Oh, and honey, I wasn't speeding.
Yeah, I changed the wheel size on my Jeep and have not fixed it. I think I'm running 3 miles over what my speedo says.
What you do is you do 120 down a 1 mile, and you should get there in 30 seconds. So you go down the expressway, mile markers, do 120 miles an hour. If it's 30 seconds, you're right on.
You're encouraging me to break the law.
You could do 60 miles an hour, but then it would be honking at you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Well done. Thank you. Okay, so before we get started, well, I'm going to take care of Littles, but I also want to say happy birthday to my sister Donna. Mm. I'm not saying her age. I could tell. I actually know it, but I'm not going to.
Your younger
to
say sister?
It. She's my older sister.
Yeah,
she's still
your young
sister. She's the baby sister, but she's older than me, right? So happy birthday to you, Donna, August 3rd. And
shall I sing?
No. No. And then let's take care of a little business,
yes,
shall we? If you're tired of public schools, if you don't want your children brainwashed, I'm not saying all public schools are bad. I'm just saying some school districts are kind of propagandizing your kids to a liberal attitude in education. If you don't want that, go to Cheryl Stockwell Academy in Brighton, Michigan. From preschool through high school, the CSA way integrates innovation, choice, and character at all levels. And it's nice to say, it's kind of nice when a school does the uniform thing.
Mm-hmm. Right? It certainly is.
I think
there's no competition on, you know, who's wearing what tennis shoes and
yeah,
what jeans.
And I think it installs a bit of not only discipline, but a little cohesive. We're all on a team, right? Which
mm-hmm
is kind of nice. So you can reach them at 810-225-9940. That's 810-225-9940. Or you can go to csadistrict.org, csadistrict.org. Get your kids into a private school. It's paid for. You don't have to pay cash for it.
It's a charter school.
It's a charter school, so.
You know, speaking of which, you gave me a letter that somebody wrote in last week. I started to read some of it on Rick's show, and we're printing it in the Current this month.
Hmm.
And it's along the lines of what Donna X had to say. It's in reply to Donna X's letter.
Ah, okay.
Her letter to the editor in the Current, in fact. And so I may read that next week.
Okay,
Yeah.
I don't. You know what? Used to be liberals would say, we're going to question authority. Then the liberals took over and became the authority,
yeah,
and now they don't want you to
us
question anything,
yeah,
right?
Just give us money.
It's a strange world we live in, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got tons of things to talk about. The Democratic debates were here this week. But I want to start with the Baltimore brouhaha over Trump's comments. And let's face it, Trump made the comments about Baltimore because he's hitting back at Elijah Cummings,
mm-hmm,
Democrat representative in the House who leads one committee, I think. And he's always bashing Trump.
I think it's the Judiciary Committee or the
Oversight
Committee, yes.
Oversight, yeah. And so Trump hits back.
And somehow they think it's oversight of the White House, you know? What?
Exactly. So, you know, here's my deal. You have a job to do, Mr. Cummings, and it's the same with Rashida Tlaib here in Michigan or AOC in Detroit. Your job is to represent.
See, you're
the
picking
people
on women of color.
I'm a racist. All right,
jeez,
that's what they're going to say. I'm a racist, right? Because I'm picking on someone for not doing their job. It's these representatives' job to try and do something for the constituents that elect them. That's their job. Look out for their best interests. Not worry about Donald Trump and all these other things that are not of importance to the people of Detroit or Baltimore or wherever.
That's
right?
Such a quaint notion. It's so old, man.
In what strange new world are we in that it's no longer their jobs that we elect them to do? They do whatever they feel like instead of doing what we're asking them to do. I mean, Tim Walberg is doing what you elected mm-hmm. him to do. He's mm-hmm. looking after your best interests. I think Alyssa Slotkin is kind of, she's my new congresswoman. Not super happy.
Well, but, I actually have Dingell. I don't have.
Oh, you have Dingell. Oh, yes, well, yes, then you're in that same boat.
I have Dingell the third.
Dingell is not bringing any money and stuff. No. She's not looking out for the best interests of the people of Downriver and Ypsilanti and whatever else.
You know how you mention a congressperson and their party and their districts? You got AOC, D, socialism, and then you got Tlaib, D, Palestine, you know?
Yeah.
And then you've got, what's her face, Oman, you know, D, Somalia. I mean, it's like, or grievance state, the grievance state,
the,
you know?
It's the grievance crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes back to that unhappiness that we talked about last week with Keith
They don't
Felton.
Represent their districts. They're just out for a larger socialist agenda destroying America.
Yep. So, anyways, he went after, Cummings went after him, and so did the mainstream media and every other liberal Democrat, and some never-Trumpers, too, rhinos, mm-hmm. who said, oh, Trump's a racist because he said it's a drug-infested, rat-infested area. What? Since when is drug-infested and rat-infested a racist comment?
Did you hear the story of where the rats had tunneled under the street and the garbage truck caved it in? It was like a sinkhole. And then, I mean, these rats are smart.
That's like a Stephen King novel.
I know.
Remember that one? Cemetery, whatever it was? Not Pet Cemetery, but there was a short story in one of his Skeleton Crew books or something, I think.
Regardless, so then the rats feasted on the garbage when it spilled out of the truck. And it's just like, wow.
And the garbage guys had to run away?
Yeah, yeah.
Before they got eaten, too?
Well, they weren't allowed to carry guns, so.
Yeah. So criticizing Baltimore is now a racist thing. I guess you can't criticize inner cities or cities that are
Do you remember when there
decrepit?
Was a bounty on rats?
Back in Michigan.
Yeah, there was a bounty on rats. They actually shoot them with 22s downtown.
I'm going to tell you a funny
story. Oh, those were the days.
I'll tell you a funny story. There was a guy that I worked with way back when I was like high school and right out of high school. He moved into Detroit, and we thought, why are you moving there? Well, he had an alley off the back with a garage that went into the alley.
Mm-hmm.
And for fun, he had these BB guns, but they were powered by a Freon canister.
Ooh.
And they were fully automatic.
Ooh.
And they shot like hundreds of BBs at a time out, and that's what
like
he
did. Like the arcade rifles.
I don't know if you could find those things anymore. I always wanted to get one, but that's
they used
what
to have it at the arcades.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. They just put in it was a Freon canister is what I think he screwed in underneath. I don't know. I'm assuming it was bought, but maybe he made it. I don't know. Anyway, so there used to be the dollar bounty here. I don't know if that's still the case.
I don't either because you're not allowed to discharge firearm in the city limits
the city,
anymore.
Right.
And any vermin, no kind of vermin.
Right. So anyways, I want to start with this first track because if Trump says it, it's bad, but everyone else can say it, right? So Derek, you got track one ready. And this is Bernie in 2016. Go ahead.
Vice President Biden says that your current position on busing, you're mm-hmm. opposed to federally mandated
busing. That's not the right
busing.
One, Derek. That's not the right one. We got it mixed up. Maybe I gave you the wrong link. I don't know.
It wasn't a bad one, but it just wasn't the
one. It was one we'll get to eventually. In the meantime, let's take a call from Ken, who wants to talk about how racism is part of telling the truth now. You're a racist. Go ahead, Ken. How are you?
Well, I just wanted to comment that the thing I'm running into a lot is Democrats unwilling to accept the facts of reality. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. Example, a few days ago, there was a lot of criticism by the left about comments that Donald Trump had made about San Francisco, California, and the conditions it's in. And local radio station was slamming Trump. And so I called up, and I got the program director, who also does the call screening, and I told her, I says, look, I have a good friend of mine who was born and raised right here in metropolitan Detroit, Livonia to be exact, who's now living out in California, and because of his job, he has to travel all over the place and go to the cities, and he'll be the first to tell you what a dump heap it is. I mean, you know, everywhere. I mean, it's just a horrible living condition.
Yeah, watch what you can't use.
You
the
can't
S
use
word.
That word, or we can't let you back on the air again. It depends on whether Derek got it or not.
I think Derek caught that. He did.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't know that word was in the list.
You must use dung or crap.
Anyways, you're good. Go ahead.
So anyway, so my point is, I'm telling this program director on this other station the truth about, hey, you know, this is what's going on in California. I got firsthand information on it. They wouldn't believe a word I said. Not a word.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those Trump supporters. You know, you don't speak the truth. California is such a beautiful place.
Yeah, I've lived in California, and that was back in 1990-ish. And yes, California is a beautiful place. But even back then, there were areas that were sketchy, right?
Baltimore has beautiful places.
But I don't remember back then. I mean, we had a couple of homeless people, even in a good neighborhood where I lived. But there was not needles on the streets. There was not feces maps and that sort of thing going on, right? That all that is relatively new in the last 10 years, maybe?
But that only occurs in urban strongholds of Democratic resistance,
right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
And
there again, the only good part of California, from what I hear, is the wine-growing region.
I was gonna say Napa. Yeah.
Napa, but you get into the cities, you might as well forget it.
Yeah. Well, great point, Ken.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Have a great one. Bye.
Yeah. Baltimore has some beautiful urban areas, and then it has, you know, the rat-infested city. It just depends where you go. But, you know, where'd all the money go? Where all the money that HUD gave them? Where did all the money that the federal government's given them?
Yeah, depending on what
whose pockets
article you looked at, was 18, was it
I heard
billion?
$16 billion.
$16 billion last
it's
year?
Only money.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting that kind of money for a small urban, the downtown area or those neighborhoods that are bad, something should be improving.
Mm-hmm.
Something should really be improving, and obviously it's not, because, Derek, did you ever find the track one, or did I just give you a bad name? Let's go. How about track two? This is the one with Cummings. Okay, we've got this one, and this is, I think, from 1999, so it's 10 years ago. Go ahead and play that.
I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of the drugs that we're talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children that I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up, now walking around like zombies. This is only 40 miles away from here.
Okay, I don't know why we have music in that thing. They always spoil those things with good music. That was 1999, so we're looking at, is that 20 years ago? Yeah, 20 years ago. Well, Mr. Cummings, you've had 20 years to make a difference. 20 years to get in there, figure out how to spend that $16 billion to end opioid or drugs or rats or cleaning up. Hey, it's literally insane that we've allowed that to go on for 20 years. You knew it back then, Mr. Cummings, and then when Trump points it out 20 years later, you want to have a hissy fit that he's using the word rat-infested and drug-infested for your home district.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Derek, you can probably find that video.
I'm sending it to him right now.
I want the people to hear that one as well.
I just emailed it to him.
Okay, my apologies for not having the
right Derek, it's any of your email accounts.
Obviously, I was a little stressed out this morning trying to get ready. I sold my dad's sailboat, little Hobie Cat 12 monocat.
You didn't offer it to me.
I didn't know you were a sailor.
I used to be a boater. I don't have enough time for that. Yeah.
You got to live on the lake.
Yeah,
right? So I found this guy, Mike and Denise, and God bless them both. Nice couple. They came out, and this dude is a real sailor. I mean, he was the terminology, everything, blah, blah, blah. I gave him the boat and some of the things my dad had accrued mm-hmm. with it over the years, and he was happy. And I felt good because the boat's going to get a second shot at a good life on the water, being used instead of leaning up against the side of my house for all these years, you know.
Boy, I've seen, I mean, I belong to this group on Facebook, Lone Star Boats. And so they're boats like mine, which are older boats. And you see these pictures of these boats. I found this out in the woods. I found this in the barn. Some are really like pristine, and some are like, oh, or this was my dad's. And it's just been sitting there since he died 40 years ago. You know, as yeah. some of those are, but some are like absolutely beautiful.
If you know, if you got something,
let's think about an aluminum boat. They don't rot the way fiberglass and wood do. You know,
right. That's exactly. Well, let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte, who wants to talk about the racial issue. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, we need to look at this as an opportunity for the walk away movement that hopefully is continuing to gain steam, because Brandon Strock, the founder of that, was red-pilled because someone sent him a video. You know, he believed the whole Trump was mocking a reporter's disability manure headline, and how Trump, a video of Trump doing that in all kinds of different situations with all kinds of different people, in disproving that whole narrative.
Right.
That it was him mocking the reporter's disability. It was indeed him mocking a disabled reporter, but it had nothing to do with him being a reporter or being disabled. And this is the same opportunity, them peddling the same stuff, repeating the fact that Trump has taken on Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. So it has nothing to do with race. Last time I checked, Nancy Pelosi is white.
No, she's of an alien race.
Yeah. Or us talking about Detroit with the debates.
Right.
We criticize Detroit just like we do Baltimore. It is run by Mike Duggan, a white liberal. What is the common denominator in all these things? Liberalism, not race.
Right.
So we have the opportunity to wake up some people to red pill and show the enemy media spin.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me say something. I wanted to say this a while back about Mike Duggan. Mike Duggan, I think, is maybe more of one of your old school Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider Mike Duggan a new Democrat at all, because I think, frankly, he's very moderate. He would be, by all today's standards, a rhino.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask me, because I don't, and it's his policies are not the policies of Coleman Young. He's not the policies.
Or de Blasio.
Or de Blasio or Kwame Fitzpatrick.
Emmanuel.
Right? Kilpatrick. Yeah. Whatever. Mike Duggan is kind of an old school Democrat, so he's bringing in policies that are kind of still capitalist oriented. And so that's not that progressive, crazy socialist Democrat. He's an old school Democrat.
Well, yeah. He still leaves in place. It's like the deep state in D.C., all these liberal enclaves have been run by liberal Democrats for so long, the bureaucracy is ingrained with liberals.
Yeah.
So even look at Dave Bing or Dennis Archer. I had high hopes for them, too.
I did, too.
But they got nowhere because of the liberal deep state bureaucracy in Detroit, just like it is in D.C. or San Francisco or Chicago.
That's true.
So we could elect a Republican conservative. We could resurrect Ronald Reagan and put him in charge of Detroit or San Francisco or L.A. or Chicago or New York City. Nothing would change.
Yeah. And so we should tell the people of Detroit and Wayne County that, you know what, folks? You heard Donald Trump in the last election say, what have you got to lose if you vote for me? You know what? You got a lot to win if you try voting for, it doesn't matter whether it's a white person or a black person, vote on a person who's going to put you, the resident, you, the small business owner, at the front of their thing, not some crazy liberal agenda where they want power. That's what Democrats want. They want the power.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to state and run your life and tell you how to live your life and put all these rules in place that help them retain power. Republicans aren't like that. That's not what we're saying.
And it's why the media now has to avoid discussions of the economy, avoid discussions, especially of the low record unemployment rates for blacks, for women, for Hispanics, because they will find they have a lot to gain.
Yes, absolutely.
They indeed did not have anything to lose. And the walk away movement is gaining traction over it. When people finally wake up to the fact of how often they're lied to.
Okay, Joe. Great.
All right. Take care, my friends. I love you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We'll see you. Okay. So
Derek has the clip.
And Derek's on the phone. So, but Joe makes a good point, right? It's the bureaucracy, and it's the same fight that Duggan or anyone else that would come in as a mayor of a city, of a big city, Detroit or any other big city, you have an entrenched bureaucratic class of people who feel entitled. It's the ruling class. That's really what it's become.
Here's my take on it, and it goes to with Democrats in power, and we only have a few minutes, but I'll keep it as brief as I possibly can. And that's it. This whole thing about energy, how they want to cut off fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. The liberals want to cut off fossil fuels. If you go back, you know downriver, right? When I was a kid, my grandparents, they lived in Ecorse. There are people who lived in Ecorse. There are people who lived in Riverview. There are people who lived. They actually walked to work. They walked to the ironworks. They walked to the boatyards. They McLeod, River Rouge.
Vulcan, all
exactly.
Those places,
they just walked there with their lunch buckets, you know, with their friends, and then walked home. But they were like, it was like a feudal system, right? That's how America was. That's how urban centers were. You lived near your work. Now, if the plant went down, you were kind of screwed because you owned your home and you couldn't sell it because it didn't have any value. All right?
Right.
Well, that's how urban centers are today. When we had energy, when we started getting gasoline, vehicles, and cars, people would say, oh, that plant closed? Like me. I've worked in Toledo. I've worked in Lansing.
Yep, me
too. I haven't left my house. I've worked in Canton. I've worked.
We travel.
Exactly. You can travel
an hour
to your job.
I've always had an hour commute.
And the urban center doesn't have the political hold on me. I can vote with my tires.
Yeah, exactly.
And they want to take that away. They want to take away your opportunity. They want that feudal system, group clusters of populace dependent on them.
Yeah, it's depend. Yes, and that's exactly. The control portion of it.
Exactly.
So I want to grab this Bernie track. And this, again, goes back to the point that it's not racist to say bad things about Baltimore. If it's a bad-run city, you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard Elijah Cummings say it about his own city. Let's hear what Bernie had to say in 2016 about Baltimore. Go ahead.
What are your impressions as you walk our city?
Well, one would not know that you're living in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. What you look at is what would a third-world country look like. That's a pretty sad state of affairs.
No, that's Bernie saying mm-hmm. it's like a third world country. Well, thank you very much, Bernie. You're a racist for saying that. Who knew?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, racist.
Yeah.
Right?
Can a person of color be racist?
Anybody can be racist.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then Trump is eligible because he's a man of orange. I thought people of color couldn't be racist, and since he's the orange man.
Orange man bad.
Yeah,
that's orange man bad. That's one of my favorite hashtags. Yeah. Orange man bad. You better cry. Let's see your snowflakery come out on that one. So let's take a quick call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the cities. Before about, you know, people being racist, everybody's racist to one degree or another because that's, you know, part of human development is being part of a group. Once a child, you know, learns that, you know, it isn't all that exists, and at first it starts to learn that mother is different, it bites itself, it feels it, bites mother, it doesn't feel it, what have you, you know, cries, gets what it wants. You know, after a certain point that, you know, they start to identify with groups, you know, you see in schools, you see a lot of groups hang out together, and the most important thing is the group rather than the individual. And then, you know, most people grow out of that, but I don't think it ever totally leaves the psyche. So I have to believe all people are racist to a certain degree.
Yeah, or prejudiced in some fashion. I'll say prejudice because mm-hmm. I don't. You may have some kind of feeling of identification, but not every. When I think of a bigot, I think of a mean-spirited person who hates other people of color. When I think of prejudice, I think of somebody being a little more subtle about it, saying, "Well, I'd rather hire that person than that person because of whatever." That's prejudice versus bigotry. I think of more hate-filled. Where prejudice, I think of people just prefer one over the other. You know,
I was telling Phil on his story this morning on his radio show this morning that story that I told last week about the kid who lost his dog or almost lost his dog and he had all the troubles and the black kid came out of the truck and helped him and that kid turned out to be Kenny Moore and it's like wealthy now.
Yeah.
And so it's a good tale of race and hope and everything. And then I looked up Kenny Moore's picture and I realized if I saw Kenny Moore and a bunch of his friends who looked like him, perhaps they all were just like him, but if I saw how the way they looked, I'd feel threatened.
Right. So, Tom, hang on. I think you wanted to get to something about the cities. Can you hang through the break?
Yes.
All right, hang on. I'll get you after the break. And we'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
Headed somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham! Just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham! Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham! Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. Three people killed on an Encinitas, California beach Friday afternoon when a 30-foot section of cliff collapsed onto them. Authorities warn it could happen again.
This is a naturally eroding coastline, so it does happen from time to time. This is an isolated incident here today at this location.
Lifeguard Captain Larry Giles. China sending signals they may retaliate in response to President Trump's announced plans to impose new tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese imports beginning next month.
The foreign ministry put out a statement yesterday. They said, quote, China will have to take necessary countermeasures to resolutely defend its core interests. Now, China went on to say that they're not looking for a fight, but they're not going to shy away from one either.
Fox's Mark Meredith. And there's an active shooter situation in El Paso, Texas. Police urging residents to steer clear of the Cielo Vista Mall area. This is Fox News.
Hello, this is Don Haig, co-owner of the Firing Line Gun Range and Gun Shop. Firing Line has a super hot offer for all our veterans. Firing Line has reached an agreement with Glock Firearms to extend first responder pricing to all veterans. How great, you ask? Well, how about a Glock 19 9mm pistol in Generation 4 or 5 for $399? That's a savings of up to $200 as our way to thank our veterans for your service to our country. This offer is for all eligible Glock pistols for first responders. Some models may have to be ordered direct with Glock. Call the Fire Line for complete requirements at 734-326-7320. That's 734-326-7320. Or stop by the store at 33,000 Ford Road, Westland for further details.
The Glock discount program has been extended to honorably discharged military veterans to purchase one discounted Glock pistol now through Veterans Day, November 11th. A DD-214 or VA card is required to be shown at time of purchase.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Welcome back to The Drift. Thank you for tuning in to catch us in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey.
Take care of a little business here. If you are looking for a new dentist, or if you don't have a dentist, try Dr. Travis Sterner Family Dentistry on Barker Road in Whitmore Lake, 156 Barker Road. You can reach them at 734-449-2081. That's 734-449-2081. Or you can look up their website, Sterner, S-T-E-R-N-E-R, Sterner Family Dental.com. Good people.
Yeah, get yourself a good dentist, somebody you can trust.
Yeah, yeah. Get your smiles, get your whitening, get all that good stuff done, your x-rays. I always get scared of x-rays. It's ridiculous, right?
But I get scared at the third one in the same sitting, you know, like, oh, we're going to try again. Oh, no.
Come on, man.
I don't need cancer there.
Do I need to go take an iodine pill? Exactly. So we're talking about the racism, the bias of the media and the Democrats against Donald Trump for saying something. But I found this one track of an African-American gentleman, resident of Baltimore. Derek, you got track three? Let's hear what he had to say about Donald Trump's comments about Baltimore.
He's right about what he said. It may be the way he said it, but that's Donald Trump. He says it like it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
It's true. He doesn't like the way Donald Trump said it, but that's a lot of people don't like the way Donald Trump says things. He's blunt.
Yeah.
He's almost rude by today's politically correct standards, mm-hmm. right? In the old days, you would have said he's just forthright. He's very blunt, right? But now he's a racist. Let's take Tom back. Tom wanted to talk about inner city issues. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks. As far as Trump, you know, going after Elijah Cummings, as far as Baltimore goes or the other big cities, I think Elijah Cummings was, bad mouthing Trump a lot. But as far as the cities being failed because they're run by liberals, it's kind of are they liberal because they're failed? I've been around Detroit, my whole life and, okay, we used to have automobile industry here. I remember, I was working as a vendor to the automotive and back in the 60s and 70s. And, I mean, we were kings of the world and could do no wrong. And, Detroit made a lot of junk, too. I got an old 71 van sitting in my backyard that, it's just such a cheap piece of junk. I don't even know why I still keep it. But
sentimental value.
The point is, I remember when Japan started really competing against our U.S. automotive and in particular the Motor City. And it's kind of like an old ghost town out west. Once the gold is gone, the people just start leaving, and there's ghost towns where the buildings are all there. But all the people are gone because they can't make money. They have to have money to buy the things they need to live.
Yeah. That speaks to the economies, right? The big three let their guard down. They got sloppy. The unions got sloppy. Everybody took it for granted. They were making big money. They're drinking on job, hear the old stories about found a beer bottle in my door. When I took the door panel off, there was a beer bottle in there. That's what happened. Today, the big three is turning out quality product, and I think it competes very well with Germany and Japan by any stretch of the imagination. And it's because they brought it back.
Now, but I mean, back then, Japan was, their motors had, the overhead camshaft, dual overhead cams and things like that. And, Detroit was just, old flathead, six cylinders that, got 13 miles to the gallon. And then the cheap labor in Japan, they didn't have the regulations and things like that.
Yeah.
That was, that was hard to compete with.
Well, I look at Detroit now as it seems to me, even to me, and I don't go down very, very often downtown. Detroit is, I think, one of the fewer big liberal cities that's kind of making a turnaround finally. And I think it's because they're getting away from that progressive mentality, and they're getting back more into capitalism a little bit. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but I don't think we're ever going to get that market share back from
probably
the automotive and high tech manufacturing. Like we had that advantage ever since World War II, and up until I guess around the 60s and 70s. But I'd say the early 70s, late 60s, when Japan started really becoming competitive.
Yeah. Okay, well, great, great comments, Tom. I appreciate the call as always, and we'll hopefully talk to you again in the coming weeks.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
Thanks. You too.
Cummings is a nasty piece of work, anyhow. He took on the DHS,
and he was rude.
Administrator, he's totally rude. Blast mm-hmm. him, blaming him for come on. He sounded like Joe Biden. Come on, man. He said that.
Yeah.
You know. attacking him for the conditions that basically are caused by the Democrats not funding stuff properly mm-hmm. or not passing laws to accommodate things better or to speed things along. So we have people in detention centers because of Democrat policies. That's not, a racist comment or anything. And then this guy sits there and he blasts the DHS head for conditions that are caused by his own party.
Yes. And let's all be honest. If you had a 40-foot concrete barrier running the full length of the mm-hmm. United States and Mexico, 40-foot, 50-foot, I don't care, whatever.
With dogs running between them.
If you had machine gun turrets there, nobody would be able to cross without putting up a sky lift or something else to get across, right?
If you change the stinking law so it's not this, I, when you get here, you say the magic words and now you get released into the country. Oh, don't forget to come back for your court appointment in 3 years.
Yes, and you never see him again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is
a Democrat
problem.
Yes.
It should have been, and it's Republicans too, because you know what? When Reagan first amnesty, we should have taken care of it then. Secure the border and solve the asylum issue.
But the ball's in their court now.
Absolutely. It's Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House who can fix this.
And the crisis, the real crisis, popped up under the the Democrat reign of terror in Congress right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move on to the Democrat debate this week. Did you watch it?
Why would I waste my time? Seriously. I'll watch the clips. I mean, heck, it was a series of five-minute clips anyhow.
Right.
There's no serious debate.
Right.
You know, I want to see what Moonbeam Williamson had to say again.
Oh, she's classic, man.
What was really good was Tulsi Gabbard going after Kamala Harris.
Yes,
I haven't seen it. It's just I wasn't going to watch it.
I listened to the first one driving home from a baseball game, my son's a baseball game. And then I saw a few minutes of the second one, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to aggravate myself. I'm going to try and relax, and I'll just, like you, I'll catch the snippets afterward.
Which and then is what be I aggravated.
Thought. Exactly. But one of the ones I did catch was Cory Booker, and it brought my blood pressure up right on the spot. And it was about him saying, the Russians and the Republicans are all out for voter suppression of black people in Michigan, and that's why Donald Trump won Michigan. And of all the things, WAPO, the Washington Post, liberal newspaper, gave old Cory Booker 4 Pinocchios.
Yeah.
Mr. Lying Booker.
Everybody knows that in Wayne County, black vote is far, far outside of its populace. You know, so voters in Detroit have 3 times the voting power representative of their populace because, three times as many people vote than actually vote.
Yeah, and if you read the WAPO article, they'll tell you black voter turnout for 2018 and 2016 was a little less than 2012 and 2008. Why? Because Barack Obama was not on the ticket. An African-American, first African-American president on the ticket, of course you're going to get a few more African-American people say, boy, I'm going to give him a shot. You know, they come out and they voted for him. Well, a lot of times they're not going to care. I mean, it's something that you would identify with, mm-hmm. right? It's the first black president. Of course, you're going to get a little better turnout from the black community.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? That's just common
But he
sense.
Got the white vote too. He got a lot of votes
did.
Of people who thought, "Let's give him a chance," because they didn't do the research.
Yes.
But there's a lot of people who don't do the research and they say, "Hey, he's the black guy. Let's give him a chance." Well, there's your reparations for you.
Yeah, he got a lot of white support. So anybody that says we're a bigoted country.
You don't get elected president without a lot of white support.
Exactly.
It ain't happening, you know?
That's right. So we are not a bigoted country on the whole. There's just no way. But I want you to listen to Cory Booker. Here we got. That's track 4.
Do we have it ready?
Let's hear him. You'll love it.
This is one of those times where we're not staring at the truth and calling it out. And this is a case for the Democratic Party. The truth will set us free. We lost the state of Michigan because everybody from Republicans to Russians were targeting the suppression of African-American voters. We need to say that. If the African-American vote in this state had been like it was 4 years earlier, we would have won the state of Michigan. We need to have a campaign that is ready for what's coming, an all-out assault, especially on the most valuable voter group in the highest performing voter group in our coalition, which is black women. And so I will be a person that tries to fight against voter suppression, that can activate and engage the kind of voters and coalitions that are going to win states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
No. Voter suppression, there were 300 votes in every box that only had 100 votes in it.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's not voter suppression. Yeah, in this state, I won't vouch for other states. I'll vote for this because I've always been asked for ID when I go to vote.
Yeah, same here.
I always willingly give it. Mm-hmm. This last time I was going to say I didn't have it just to see what they would do and run me through the process and blah, blah, blah. And I could see, all right, you can vote in the state even without ID. There is no excuse. There is no voter suppression. I defy anybody to find me a poll in the state of Michigan where somebody was saying, remember in Philadelphia when the Black Panthers were out front mm-hmm. with yeah. clubs and stuff, yeah. intimidating people, and if mm-hmm. you were white, they were intimidating. I defy you to find any precinct in the state of Michigan doesn't where there's somebody out front trying to intimidate anybody of color from voting. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Booker, you are a liar. Your WAPO, your newspaper calls you a liar because you are. There was no intimidating voter suppression by Republicans or the Russians because Barack Obama came right out and said the Russians changed nothing. Not a vote in the country was changed because Russians had mm-hmm. access to a voting machine. They did not.
That's not to say they didn't try.
Exactly.
That's not to say they didn't spend $4,000 on Facebook ads.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? $4,000? How about the $250 million Saudi Arabia gave to Hillary yeah. Clinton's campaign?
Yep.
You want to talk about influence? That's yeah. influence.
Yep.
The Democrats had tons of money from overseas to spend on advertising, including Facebook and Twitter and everything else. So yep. don't talk to me about the lousy $250,000 in Russian spending.
And it doesn't necessarily go to the campaign because there's limits, but it goes to the PACs,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the PACs have unlimited funding.
Yeah, let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Let me get my blood pressure down a little bit here. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. You know, it's just outright infuriating that the Democrats in general can say anything they want to say and hear the people in the background cheer them on like it has any real relevance or any truth to it. Like they're still talking about weapons of mass destruction in Iran. And there were, by the way, weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, it was the chemicals mm-hmm. and stuff. Right. That's a weapon of mass destruction.
Stuff that got snuck off to Syria.
That's what always aggravates me, Gary. People say there were no WMDs in Iraq. Yes, there were. They just weren't nuclear WMDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we've been in there for two decades now. And we've found many, many more since the people, us, have been paying attention. But really, what I want to know is... why isn't the United Nations demanding that Honduras take refugees from Baltimore?
Thank you. You calmed his blood pressure right now.
You are the mastermind of that sort of thing, Gary. Good job. Exactly. Wait,
you think they should take all those rats?
Well, sure. They'll get their own rat
population
under control because our rats are bigger.
Yeah, Did you see the meme with the two rats driving in a car and there's a rat in the back seat? And one says, "Wow, look all around you. There's nothing but Democrats here."
No, I have not seen that. But that's what we got to deal with. You know, all of a sudden, like it's 2019, right?
Yeah.
And just this year, we all found out that the inner cities are falling apart. What's up with that? I mean...
Well, it finally takes somebody willing to speak the truth to do it, and that happened to be Trump at this point. And whether he did it because he was mad at Elijah Cummings, probably, because he probably didn't like the way Elijah Cummings treated, you know, not only the Trump campaign, but the secretary, the DHS secretary.
DHS, McCleary.
Yeah, McCleary. Treating him that badly, and Trump stands up for him and says, you know what, don't be abusive. Go back and look at your own abusive behavior.
Gary, pop quiz. How many corrupt administrations in the last 5 years in Baltimore?
All of them.
There you go. We have an answer. Now, more technically, three.
Last 50 years, right?
In the last few years.
There have been three?
Three, yes, that have gone to jail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the one who printed the book and demanded that everybody buy them, and it was campaign fund money that printed it. I think that's the way it worked. I don't want to confuse that with Sharpton, who donated his or sold his book rights for $900,000 to his campaign so they could sell them. But in this case, there was during the riots, the woman who had encouraged the riots.
Right.
Remember?
Oh, told the police. We have to give them space. That's what she said.
Give them space to burn the place down.
Rest themselves.
Well, maybe she was on to something. If the city is that bad, maybe they need to burn down all the bad, empty buildings so they can clear it and then go get rebuilding again.
Well, it's that attitude that leads to de Blasio and the police getting hosed, you know, with canisters of water.
I tell you what.
That's disgusting.
That irritates me.
We'll have to see how it goes, but I understand that there's a movement. August 5th, people are going to converge on Baltimore and see if they can clean up the place a bit. I've heard that hundreds of people have signed up, but the problem is, what are they going to do with the trash once they collect it? They have to have a way of getting it out of the city.
Janice Daniels wants to have another Tea Party convention, and we know that when you have a Tea Party convention, the Tea Partiers always leave the place cleaner than when they found it.
That's right.
So we're going to have it in Baltimore?
Win-win.
Have it in Baltimore. Yeah, there you go. All right, Gary, anything else?
You guys have a lovely day. Take it easy.
You too. Have a great weekend. Okay, so oddly enough, in the Democratic debate, the bad guys were the ones with common sense and the more moderate ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Derek, you got track 5 ready? Let's hear that.
Folks, we have a choice. We can go down the road that Senator Sanders and Senator Warren want to take us with bad policies like Medicare for All, free everything, and impossible promises that'll turn off independent voters and get Trump reelected.
Democrats flipped 40 Republican seats in the House, and not one of those 40 Democrats supported the policies of our frontrunners at center stage.
I get a little bit tired of Democrats afraid of big ideas.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
Pie in the sky, for me, is the Democrat platform.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, the first guy was kind of opposed to the crazies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the one-eyed man in the Kingdom of the Blind, right? So, you know, our stopped clock is right twice a day, you know, unless it's a digital clock and it's flashing 1200.
I've never heard that before. It's a winner.
Yeah,
I might have to steal that one.
Okay, go ahead, because I'm sure I didn't come up with it.
One-eyed man.
But, you know, all you talk about the debate, you talk about these candidates, think about what they're running to do. They are all running to be George Soros's puppet.
Yeah.
You think that's it?
They just want the money?
Well,
watch what I can do.
They just want to be the mouthpiece. They want to be the Barack Obama who does the bidding of the overlords. You know, that's what it is. It's like, vote for me. I'll suck up the best of George Soros.
Yeah. Do you ever see the movie They Live? That's one of my favorite movies.
Yes, but I can't.
And Rocky Roddy Piper was in it, and when you put on the certain pair of glasses, you could see who the globalist elite were. Great movie. They Live, I'm going to tell you. It's the 70s, so it's got that 70s feel to it. It's kind of cheesy, but it's a great movie. I love it. Anyways, that's putting my cap on. Derek, I want to jump down to track 7. We'll skip the Marianne Williamson and come back to it. You got track 7 ready? This is about, again, Medicare. Go ahead.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second of all,
we'll come to you in a second.
I do know, and I wrote the damn bill.
Why do we got to be the party of taking something away from people?
No one is the party.
That's what they're running on. They're running on telling half the country that your health insurance is illegal. It says it right in the bill.
Let's be clear about this. We are the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Democrats, honestly, Medicare for All, for all you union guys out there, for all you blue-collar people who are happy with the plans that you have, maybe you're not happy is the wrong word, right? You're satisfied. At least you're getting something for your money. The Democrats want to say, that's illegal. It's in the bill. Private health care will become illegal. Now, let me ask you this. Doctors are well-paid, most of them. Not all of them, most of them. And they've got big bills, of course, to pay because it costs them a lot to get there.
Still paying off their student loans.
Yes. And what happens when these smaller hospitals have to do everything via Medicare? There's no more private insurance money coming in. How many are going to go out of business? How many doctors will walk away? And at which point, now we've screwed up our healthcare system, you're going to be waiting in line, and the death councils will definitely be there, just like they are in Canada. Don't tell me they're not there. I had an aunt who died because they said, you're too old to get the treatment. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Medicare for All will be the death knell of the American healthcare system, period. And 160 million Americans, half of us, we'll lose our private health care if we go to Medicare for All. That's what happens under Bernie and Elizabeth Warren.
Speaking of the fraction half, all right? So people are saying, oh, we'll see an increase in taxes. Well, half the country will not see an increase in their taxes.
Bingo.
Because they don't pay taxes.
They don't pay taxes.
What you have to do is sell them on the point that they'll get a smaller refund for not having paid taxes. Because they get the earned income tax credit, right?
Yikes.
Well, that's going to be cut. That's going to be cut in half. You know, when all this has to be paid for. Somebody I heard recently said something to the effect of, you know, you're going to say co-payments are down. No, your co-payments are going to be hidden in your tax bill. That's where your insurance funding is coming out of.
I can't imagine what the percentage would end up being on our income tax on us if Medicare for All went into effect.
Just put it on the card. It's another $30 trillion. It's just something the grandkids will pay for.
Right.
You know, I'm reading about the cause of the French Revolution, and it really was. Do you know what it was? What a big part was?
Go ahead.
A lot of people think it was the famine that happened the year before. It was bad economic policy. And one of the bad economic policies that France had was lending money to the American Revolution. And they borrowed money to do it. So they helped us to tweak the British at their own expense. And they put it on the card. And everything came crumbling down.
Well, we more than paid it back in World War I and World War II.
Well, that's true, too. Yes.
Yes, exactly right. Well, we got a track from Marianne Williamson, which I know you wanted to hear. And I hope this lady stays in for at least one
can
more.
Can you imagine? I can really imagine her being president. I've seen Idiocracy. I know how it works. She sounds so nice. I think her church went bankrupt, the one she had here in the state.
All right, hold on. Let's get this before I lose it here, because we're running out of time. All right, Derek, you got Track City for Marianne. This is her. God bless her. Run it.
No, God bless
her. If you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country, then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days. There is an injustice that continues to form a toxicity underneath the surface, an emotional turbulence
Ms.
that
Williamson,
only reparations
thank
will
you
be.
Very much.
She sounds good, though. She really sounds. She's a good televangelist.
She's the self-help guru,
snake
right?
oil salesperson.
But she touched on it at the end. She wants to go reparations. She wants to go reparations. We could do a whole show on it. We probably should at some point. But reparations, really? So how are you going to decide whose parents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents came here as slaves?
It wasn't Kamala Harris's.
It wasn't.
Exactly, they right? own the slaves.
And what about those people of non-color that came long after slavery? The Germans.
My grandparents.
The Irish, right? Oh, yeah, my grandparents came. My grandfather almost was on the Titanic. He
get out of here. That's my story.
Really?
My grandparents' names are on the manifest for the Titanic.
Wow, high yes. five, dude. We both made
but
it just under the
They wall. Couldn't sell the furniture in time, so they went on the Oceania instead.
Yeah, my grandfather missed
it for whatever reason. You were confusing yourself with me for a second.
No, he actually drew a picture of the iceberg because he was on the boat right behind it that came back the next day or 2 days later, whatever. The captain
he was
said,
on my grandparents' boat.
I bet you they were.
Oh, you know, maybe they knew each other.
You know what? We'll have to go through that manifest. Do you have that?
Yes.
We're going to look for it. Okay, until next week, we'll see you all on The Drift, and go to thedailydrift.com.
And Bye. The Current.
And The Current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com. See you next week. Bye.